The system, known as SAM, was supposed to consolidate 8 federal data repositories that are used across the government in day-to-day management of the acquisition process. So far, 3 of those legacy systems have been migrated into SAM: the Central Contractor Registration System, the Excluded Parties List System, and the Online Representations and Certifications Applications. After more than a year of work squashing bugs, GSA officials say the system is now stable. It hasn't suffered an unplanned outage since August. It's undergone a full battery of cyber penetration tests, and it's just received a new authority to operate. Overall, says Kevin Ewell Page, an assistant commissioner at GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, the system is much more usable.
We've had a great deal of effort put into reducing the wait times for help desk calls. We've established new contracts for help desk for Tier 1 and Tier 2 support. The call wait times are dramatically down. The number of calls to the help desk are down, so we are starting to see some of the growing pains of a new system are being worked through, and again, we're starting to see that the mission is being delivered in ways we were having a harder time explaining a year ago.
Now that the system's working, agencies are starting to see some of the benefits GSA originally envisioned from consolidating the disparate IT systems into a single environment. For example, GSA has recorded a 91% reduction in data errors compared with the legacy CCR system, and a year ago, only 29% of contractors' representations and certifications were up to date in the ORCA system. Under SAM, Page says it's nearly 100%.
That's a dramatic improvement for federal acquisition. That really allows contracting officers and the people who rely on their goods and services to have a lot more confidence in the system and a lot more confidence in the acquisition system writ large. That's a very big deal.
Page says in order to remold SAM into a system that's more functional and more responsive, GSA changed its approach to rely more heavily on acceptance testing with end users across the federal and contractor community.
We're really not changing the why we're doing it at all, but we are changing the what and the how. And a big part of that is really embracing some of the user-centric principles that are integral to world-class design and world-class implementation today. We haven't always been, I would say, top shelf in that department, and we've done a lot of work to enhance our use of user acceptance testing and enhance our ability to obtain user input during early design to make sure that it's going to meet their needs. So a big deal and a lot of work has gone into bringing federal users and, for the first time, non-federal users into our user acceptance testing regime. It's important to remember, while we serve several tens of thousands of federal contracting officers and program staff who use these systems, there are 500,000 entities registered, everyone from small grantees to very large corporations using the system from outside of the federal government. And getting each of these user experiences right is a non-trivial task, and understanding their needs is an important thing for us to be doing in our path forward.
The path forward involves a course correction for GSA based on some of the hard lessons it learned from SAM. The agency decided it shouldn't continue to build features onto a platform that appeared to be inherently insecure, not adaptable, and not scalable enough to keep pace with a changing regulatory environment. So it intends to move away from the proprietary system-centric approach and into an integrated, app-driven environment of common services for managing data across the entire federal acquisition lifecycle. The future integrated award environment, as GSA calls it, will be based on an open architecture.
Thinking about our system from a slightly different technical architecture point of view, do we really need one system, or do we need a very thoughtful set of data management principles, a very thoughtful set of functional understandings of what it is we do, and would we be better off thinking of the world as a collection of web services, as a collection of common services that happen to have some workflow and some application capability involved? And what would be the advantages of thinking of the world that way? We asked ourselves, what is in the way of us thinking about a world of APIs? What is in the way of us building on common platform of services, probably cloud-based, that give us the room to grow, the room to expand, the room to do and track cutting-edge reductions in cost, to track cutting-edge capabilities in MEM analytics?
GSA says its path forward involves opening up not just the broad architecture of its acquisition systems, but also every single line of source code. Sunny Hashmi is the agency's chief technology officer.
Every piece of code we build using taxpayer money, we want to make it available to anybody else to use. We hope that one day we get to a point where every piece of code we write or build or maintain is available for New Zealand to consume because they have a similar problem. Or, you know, Clackamas County in Oregon to consume because they have a similar problem. And not only that, we create a community of interest around this so that when there is a need to improve a user experience or there's a drop down that kind of wonky or it's not working on, you know, the Opera web browser in Android, that the community can actually take on some of those challenges themselves. And we really create the same kind of model that the open source Linux community does, where there's a vested interest in fixing parts of this and improving parts of this that the community can take on themselves without having the government to take on everything itself. Because I can tell you, if left to us, Opera browsers will be the last on our list of improvements. But if it's something that's important to a community, if it's something that's important to a user, we want to make sure that they have the ability to go forward.
GSA says it wants its environment to be so open that third-party developers who are not even involved in the official development of the integrated award environment can easily build apps that solve particular niche requirements among agencies or contractors who need to access or manipulate acquisition data. But doing that in a secure way will require a robust system for identity management that applies across all of the government's data sources.
Everything must have a common identifier, a common identity. When a contracting officer comes in, they shouldn't have to worry about, okay, I need to go to FPDS to do this part, and then I'm going to have to go to FBO to do this part. They should have an identity. And that identity should dictate what they have access to in the environment, what kind of data they can see, what kind of processes can they initiate and touch, and, you know, who they are and what they do, and allows us to be better secure, better monitors of what's going on in the system.
As it builds the infrastructure for the new acquisition management environment, GSA says it believes it shouldn't rely on a single vendor to act as a system integrator for the project. Hashmi says the underlying open approach will require the government to take on that role, although he acknowledges it's a controversial decision, given the government's spotty record as a systems integrator.
We ultimately own the risk. We ultimately own the responsibility of making sure that the taxpayers' data is secure. We ultimately own the responsibility of making sure that the code that is being built is quality, it meets the architecture standards, it meets security standards, it meets development guidelines, yada, yada, yada. And we haven't done a very good job of that in the past. So we need to be better at it. We want to be very good partners to the industry to make sure that when you have built a piece of code, that we have an independent authority to test it, validate it, design it, so that it's not just you need to build a house and you say, okay, I need 4 or 5 bedrooms and maybe a kitchen and a basement, and you walk away. And then 6 months later or 18 months later, you come back and say, that's not what I wanted. It's not even in the neighborhood that I wanted to be in. So we don't want to be those people, right? We want to be part of that process throughout the way so that when we get to the end, everybody's on the same page of where the issues are, what the security issues are, what the bugs are, what feature sets are. So we need to build muscle internally, and that's something that's a challenge in front of us.
GSA's approach will also emphasize agile development. It wants to release new capabilities into the environment in intervals no longer than 6 months apart, but with enough quality assurance processes in place to ensure that it's not introducing new bugs every time it tries to solve a problem from an earlier software release.
So one of the lessons that we learned in our last go-around with SAM release was that all the risk was managed over a long period of time. So, you know, the thought was good, the architect design was good, the vision was good, but the way it was implemented was basically a traditional waterfall mechanism, and the risk was kind of managed in a black box, and all of that materialized at the very end of that project. We never want to repeat that mistake again, right? So we want to adopt the principles that the digital government strategy and the 25-point plan before it, put in front of and challenged the government to adopt, which was iterative development, modular releases. Ideally, we don't have everything kind of lined up yet. All of that stuff will mature with time, but we want to go to a place where we're releasing code every 6 months, no more than that, so that we can manage the risk in increments, and then we can change course as necessary along the way.
GSA says it's still plotting its schedule for implementing the system. Officials emphasize that while they've worked out the fundamentals of the architecture that the environment will use, it's still at the beginning of the process. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.